I think Fermanagh are a team that are, you know, they're moving up the gears pretty sharply over the last few years. Pete McGrath's in with them, and he's seemed to have got them on the right track, in the right direction. And you know, I said they're improving every year, and they had a great league this year, and they've got off to a fantastic start. I didn't see the match myself, but obviously from hearing reports back that they're flying fit, they're very fast, they're young, athletic, a couple of good sharp shooters in there as well. So you know, it's going to be a difficult task for us, but I suppose our focus is ourselves since the league, and you know, training's been going well, and we've another 3 weeks now of preparation. So obviously Fermanagh have already played a championship game, so we need to be get that intensity level over the next few weeks, that we can get up to the pace, because it's going to be, from the start, it'll definitely be a high intensity game.
Was the finish to the league for yourselves a disappointment or a blessing in disguise? I mean, there was a lot of talk that you hadn't really worked too hard at that time.
Yeah, I think we had a great start to the league, but then obviously we lost the last four games, which wasn't ideal, but we still made a semi-final, you know, just by luck. And you know, we went into a match, a semi-final against a fancy Dublin team. I think probably at stage of our training regime, might have been a wee bit fatigued, the legs might have been a wee bit heavy, so we couldn't fully express ourselves in that game. But in saying that, it was a disappointing result to get. We obviously would like to finish the league on a high, and you know, Dublin were much stronger, much quicker, and they were at a higher level than we were at that day, and it was disappointing. But as you said, like, the league wasn't our focus. To win the league wasn't our focus. Obviously, we wanted to stay in Division One, and we attained that early enough, and we kind of got into championship mode then as well. So it's been really all about the championship, you know, since March, April time. So the league's parked up, and we're Division One next year, and that's all that the focus was.
If you were to face Dublin later this summer, will you be fitter, stronger, and better prepared, do you think, for the challenge come the white heat of the summer?
Well, you'd hope so, will be, but then you have to take into account Dublin will also be at a higher level as well. So I suppose it's about us closing that gap that was there in the league semi-final. And you know, we've worked hard the last 4 or 5 weeks, and you know, if it gets to a stage where we are playing Dublin Crow Park, then you're in a good place, because obviously that's going to be an All-Ireland quarter-final or an All-Ireland semi-final, and that's where we want to be come August time. So please God, we will be facing the Dubs again this year, and time will tell.
I was talking to Jimmy McGuinness on Friday, the former Donegal manager, fancies your chances for Ulster this summer. What do you think? It's the toughest province to get out of. It's certainly the Holy Grail when it comes to winning the Anglo-Sal Cup.
Yeah, it's always a challenge that we relish. We love the Ulster Championship, and every team, every player in Ulster will say the same. It's very competitive. You've thrown out yesterday, who are going to be very close. You have Monaghan, you know, you've Fermanagh, and you know, you've Cavan, who've had a very good league campaign as well. And you never rule out Down. We're looking after ourselves at the moment. We have a very tough test against Fermanagh. As I said, they've already played a championship game, so they're at one step ahead of us. So it's up to us over the next 3-4 weeks to knuckle down, get up to that championship level, that championship intensity, and hopefully produce a performance on the 12th of June.
Fermanagh didn't go on to take Ulster honours, obviously, last summer, and have been craving that title for so long. Was it a blessing in disguise for them to lose and then get that run that they did through the back door and rack up some good wins along the way as well? Is that a positive that they can take from last year into this summer now?
Yeah, without a doubt. Obviously there's positives and negatives to it, and yeah, take the positives out. They've played a couple of big teams, and they got the better of them. I think they beat Roscommon, and you know, Roscommon are a Division 1 team, so yeah, it's that run helps building up the momentum, and even getting back into Crow Park to play the Dubs, even though they were beat. I think overall nobody expected them to put in the performance they did, and you know, did a good league campaign now off that this year, and you know, as I said, the momentum's really with them. They've already their first championship win under their belt, and they're going to come into Balfaith, and no doubt they're going to have no fear, and they're going to get stuck into a Donegal team that hopefully will be ready for the challenge.
When you look around your dressing room, you know, there's lads there who have won provincial honours, who've won All-Ireland, who've been to All-Ireland finals. Is there a belief there that there's another big campaign in that dressing room?
Yeah, you wouldn't be there otherwise. You wouldn't be training 3-4 nights a week if you didn't think that the big performance was there. The big Ulster Championship campaign is there, and without a doubt, the hunger's definitely there from every single player. I know Rory contacted the more experienced older guys last October, November time, and everybody was willing to give it a go again. I said there's new guys in, there's fresh faces, young lads that are chomping at the bit to get your jersey, and I suppose the nature of it, you don't want to give in too easy. And I think now that you know that maybe you're not saying this is my last year, but you know that your career's coming to an end, that you know, you want to give it really that last big push, that last big effort before you do call it a day and hang up the boots, so you can say that you have no regrets on your last few years, that you did give it everything, and if the rewards come with that, then well and good.
Yeah, wouldn't more Celtic cross be a nice way to bow out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I suppose you win another one, then you say you might go for another one.
You get greedy, don't you?
You get greedy then, but yeah, an Ulster Championship is everything at the moment to every single Donegal player. This year, 2016, it's all about that Celtic cross and about an Ulster Championship and an All-Ireland.